Dua Lipa, New Rules on Today FM. Before that, It Feels So Good. Sonic, it is Al here with you until 2:30 this afternoon. On his way into studio is Alan McGarry, who was the star of last night's Blind Date on TV3. Of course, he was the picker from our first gay panel. He's a brilliant, brilliant character, so I know you're going to enjoy him. From Ballyfermot, like my mother. Al, I have a very excited little girl, said this texter, called Cliona O'Gorman, who's in the car with me on the way to Dublin to meet her auntie Aoife, and they're going to go see Little Mix tonight. Any chance you give her a shout-out and maybe play a shout-out to my ex for the drive? I'll try and get in the Little Mix track, but even if I don't, Cliona, enjoy your time with your auntie Aoife and enjoy Little Mix tonight. They'll be absolutely brilliant. Now, people have been texting in 087-4100-102 with their answers to our What Happens Next clip, where I played the Men in Black bit where they pressed the red button. Paul Williams, how are you?
I'm fine, Alan, and how are you?
Very good, Paul. Are you slagging my radio voice?
Oh, not at all. Why would I do that?
I don't know. Well, it is a bit much, is it, Paul? I'm putting on airs and graces.
Oh, not at all. Why would you do that, Al?
Now, Paul, where do you live?
In Maynooth.
In Maynooth, lovely. And what do you do for yourself?
Oh, well, for work, I just look after people whose computers are a bit sick.
Okay.
You
have a great voice.
Well, thank you very much, sir.
And is this said to you often?
Quite often, actually, yes.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It is a brilliant voice. You could do kind of voiceover for ads and things.
Well, perhaps this is something I should definitely look into.
Absolutely. Look, you're so good. It's such a, what if you said, like, a BMW, designed for driving pleasure? Would you do that for us?
BMW, designed for driving pleasure.
It's so good. Okay. What about, do you remember in the Late Late Show, they used to have an introduction? So what if you did, like, to whom it concerns, it's the Late Late Show, and here's your host, Al Porter.
To whom it's concerned, this is the Late Late Show. Here's your host, Al Porter.
Hey, Paul! Paul, I'm sending you like 3 Al's pals, irregardless.
Oh, lovely.
Paul. Anyway, what is the answer to what happens when the red button is pressed?
Well, the car expanded in width.
Mm-hmm.
The rockets fired.
Yes.
He was told to put on his seatbelt.
Yes.
And the car swung round on the tunnel and continued on the roof.
You're absolutely right.
Push the little red button. And you may want to put on a seatbelt.
And they go flying on the roof. Paul Williams, you're an interesting man. I feel like we've only scratched the surface.
Well, you never know what's beneath.
Paul, where did you learn to speak so eloquently and articulately?
Well, I suppose it's a sort of an accident of birth, because my father came from England just before the Second World War.
Yeah.
My mother's from Dublin, like from the Navan Road, like. But even she went to the nuns, where they thought elocution was the way to go.
Mm.
And my father was from Liverpool, but they sent him to a school where they taught him to say book instead of book.
Yeah, yeah.
So they knocked the scouser out of him.
It's brilliant, though. Beautiful, beautiful voice. All right, Paul. Well, I don't know. I think you should be doing something with that. You should be on the radio anyway.
Well, I think I might have to make an appointment to pop in and have a look at the studio.
Brilliant. Have a good day, Paul.
And you, Al.
Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Will. Bye-bye.
Well.
I do my makeup in somebody else's car.
Today FM with Al Porter.